introduce you to a woman who is part of a charity. She's actually sort of a long-time famed Chicagoan of many sorts, mm-hmm. marketing director for a number of different places, including WTTW, right?
Absolutely.
Over the years.
I remember you from there.
I had a great ride. I loved it. I still love it.
Well, you would see Joni Behak, you would see her every once in a while standing there looking into the microphone or looking into the camera begging you to buy that doo-wop package that included the tote bag and a doo-wop video and CD, my friends.
That's $40 a year, just 10 cents a day.
Right.
See?
Right.
You got the lingo down.
Oh,
but it was for a great cause to support public television.
The best,
which I love WTTW.
Broadcasting on television.
So she has been in the philanthropic world for the last number of years in the charity world. And you took this job without clearing it with me, but I want to just say that this is one of the coolest things ever.
It is.
It's an organization called Random Acts of Flowers. Explain what that does.
I am so blessed to be there. I feel like I've worked my whole career to get this position, and I am very honored. I cherish it. It is an organization that's just a year old in Chicago. We just had our first anniversary. It was founded by Larson J. from Knoxville, Tennessee. He had a terrible accident about 9 years ago. He fell off a ladder on a rooftop and was very seriously injured. It was nearly fatal. And he was in the hospital, and he got all the love with flowers. He got flowers from family and friends, and he was actually in broadcasting himself. So when he started feeling stronger, he and his wife kind of put him in the wheelchair, and they said, you know, I'm noticing that my fellow patients don't have flowers, and I know how happy they made me and how much they helped. And he delivered his flowers to patients down the hall and saw the joy in their faces, and Random Acts of Flowers was born.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Oh, that is.
It just feels good from the very top to the bottom, you know, from the people that donate flowers to us, the volunteers who come day after day, shift after shift, repurpose them, and then deliver them to hospitals, hospice, rehab centers, senior
people who
homes.
Wouldn't otherwise have them.
Yeah.
And flowers make all the difference in the world. I mean, they do. And I'm a guy. And I,
you like getting flowers?
Well, and if you're sick, I mean, if you're in like in a hospital room, or in any kind of, like you said, it's hospice, it's assisted living, right? Kinds of places.
Right.
I mean, we're in there, like even when you're visiting in there. The flowers give you a distraction from sometimes the, you know, less comfortable things that are going on in there.
And well, it's such a sterile environment that the flowers, I think, brighten and make it, there's something live, you know, alive and beautiful right there to look at.
Okay, so what, all right, so now if people want to do this, what do they do? Like, I think the idea, and when you were telling me about this, the idea, if you're having like a wedding or you're having a big event. Sometimes you'll see this, even political events now, they'll line the front of the dais with flowers, right? That could be and there could be thousands of them,
right?
Did you see the Jay-Z
sent 10,000?
Sent Beyoncé 10,000 roses.
Oh. What do you do with those?
And
10,000?
Kanye does it too with Kim. I know. How do we get those, Ro? How
you
do we
need to get
Daisy's flowers?
I don't know.
No pun intended. Richard Marks, do you remember me? I expect you to fly them here.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't. Well, maybe do you have an LA outpost? Maybe we can get them to do them there. But what happens to those flowers just get thrown out. So the whole idea of your organization is that you have volunteers who have, you know, SUVs or vans or whatever it is, and they just go and they marshal their resources, go pick them up and take them to you guys, and then you redistribute them?
How it works. We actually have a van that's wrapped with our logo. We're out of Evanston, but we serve, we've been to 92 healthcare facilities throughout the Chicago area. And we get donations from floral wholesalers, from FTD is our national partner, Pro Flowers. They give us the most beautiful, that was a game changer for us.
Mm.
Every Monday we get the most beautiful boxes of flowers, because if there's one flawed leaf, one little brown petal.
What?
They won't send them out?
They won't send them out because their standards are so high.
Oh.
And so they send them to us. We open them up. It's like Christmas there. Just before I left, we open it up, and these beautiful flowers are waiting for our volunteers to deconstruct. So one team comes in and deconstructs. Another team comes in and does the arranging. We listen to Barry White and Stevie Wonder and
wow.
Build Me Up Buttercup.
Get in the move.
In this beauty.
Yeah.
We get our mojo.
What happens? I just imagine that. What time do you break out the Chardonnay?
Sounds fun.
Can we come over? Next thing you know, someone's pregnant on a couch. I don't understand what goes on.
What happens
over there?
No, we don't have couches. No. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's a nice visual.
So, and then we actually have another team after they arrange them. Then we have a team that delivers. And some people are more comfortable delivering than others because we do go to hospitals. You know, some people are more comfortable in that environment. But there's something for everyone. And then we have this wonderful team of ladies. I call them the queen team, because they come in and clean every Thursday our warehouse, and they do such a beautiful job. And Friday we rest, and we do all our admin catch up. But people that want to donate flowers can just look us up online at Random Acts. Actually, it's rafchicago.org. I'm sorry.
RAFChicago.org.
Yeah, RAF. Yes.
What a great idea to repurpose flowers too. I mean, so if do you prefer people to have an event and multiple flowers, or can you just, if you have one or two, is that okay too?
Well, it's kind of hard for us logistically to get somewhere like Kankakee for one or two bouquets, but we appreciate everything. But we really like to get big events, weddings, funerals. We actually got Ernie Banks flowers, which I thought was a sweet story. Those tend to be a little shorter in stem, but because they're in memorial wreaths. But we also get wedding flowers. I brought you guys these beautiful hydrangeas.
Beautiful.
And roses. And it's, you know, flowers only have, in the retail environment, they only have about 5 days. So when you buy yourself flowers at Whole Foods, one of our partners, Mariano's, after 5 days.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's for charity. Sorry. Keep plugging. Yeah.
FTD. thank you. Anyway, so, with, you know, it's after they've gone 5 days, they really can't sell them. So we welcome them with open arms. And then we have a lot.
And then how much longer do they last? I mean, when, like, for example, when you get these things and they're going to go to a hospital room or to a assisted living or whatever it happens to be, I mean, they still are going to have another, you know, 4 or 5 days left in them,
right? Exactly right. And, you know, I was on one of the deliveries with my colleague, and Andrea said, you know, really would not deliver because one of the little heads of a rose was bowing its head. I said, Andrea, just take it out. She said, no, I want it delivered. It's beautiful. It just, I can't deliver it if there's any flowers that are sort of turning by the time we get there. So they have to have enough life in them to look beautiful and make the recipient happy.
See, what I love about this, I was talking about this on Monday C Live today, and I was amazed. The audience reaction was really cool because the audience was like,
"Applause!"
Oh.
I was so
they loved it.
Yeah, they made that. They made that noise. I like getting that. I like inducing that noise.
Yeah.
From people. Oh.
Well, it's such like a it's such a simple thing that, you know, you wouldn't think of it. You know, you think about getting beautiful flowers, and then the fact that you can repurpose them to give them to someone else to bring them happiness. It's like, it's so cool.
It's so
you're
sweet.
Doing
you guys
it.
Totally get it. Yeah, and thank you for your enthusiastic. Endorsement row, because I heard it this morning, and I heard the audience ooh and ah. And, you know, people, when we deliver these flowers, my first delivery was on Sheridan Road in a senior living home, and I walked into the room, and there was a little lady, tiny little lady, by herself in her bed, and I had the bouquet, and I said, Hattie, these are for you. She said, oh, no, look at the card. Just look at the, it can't be right. I don't know anyone who would give me flowers.
Oh.
I said, we're giving you flowers. And she said, did I forget my own birthday? And I thought, oh, my God. They appreciate it so much. It's
that's so
meaningful.
Amazing. That is
them.
Great.
So.
You're doing God's work finally, Johnny. That's good. Now,
tell my secrets.
Yeah, now that you're out of PBS,
yours, buddy.
Right, where they're all, you know, it's always some guy with a knife cutting something or some creepy-looking cartoon trying to encourage your kid, like a, you know, purple dinosaur trying to encourage your kids to steal stuff out of the parents' wallets. And what? And now you're doing something where, you know, people are really getting something out of it. It's awesome.
I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
I was born to do this, and I have a wonderful team. I have people back that are listening right now to you. I have Sydney and Andrea and probably Larson from Knoxville and David, the driver. So they're all really happy because we're new. We don't have the kind of exposure we need to build.
Is this a nationwide net of things, too? Are you growing in markets?
Four cities.
Yeah, but we're the biggest and the strongest and the fastest growing.
Such
because
a great
Chicago's
idea.
So philanthropic. And my dream is to build it, and the vision of our founder is to build places all over Chicagoland in the suburbs, because think of what we could do if we were in the city. Think of all the hospitals. Mm-hmm. We just got Lori added to our list of deliveries.
Children's, right?
Yeah, Children's Hospital. So we're going to do Meals on Wheels for the first time. We're going to partner with them because FTD is...
What a great idea.
It is a good idea. So the flowers
arrive, like just one... You know, flower in a vase arriving.
Yeah. How great is that?
But we don't. The thing is, we think we're not quite sure because it's never predictable. But we FDD said we're going to probably have up to 4,000 to 6,000 bouquets coming to you in the next couple of days.
So, oh my
god! Are they like Jay-Z? Who are these people?
Really?
They're so generous. The gentleman that runs it, Rob Apatoff, is such a generous guy. Where's the bell?
He is.
Thank you.
I broke it.
Good.
Finally, there's a reason to break. Well, it's for
you
a good
not.
Cause.
Did you?
Yeah, it's fine. It'll be all right.
It's wounded.
Look at that, my charity.
Yeah.
But you know, they've really been great because they deliver such beautiful, perfect flowers. But if they aren't perfect, then they're repurposing them. So we're really gearing up for deliveries to so many more locations just this coming week.
That is awesome.
So, Ro, you don't have to send me flowers this year.
All right. I was just going to send you flowers. I was going to do it, and I just, oh, my gosh.
I don't get them that often. Only when I have a fight with my boyfriend.
It is, the makeup flowers, right. That's
exactly.
Typically when you get them.
But it's an embarrassment of riches to go to work every day, I got to tell you.
RAF.org. RAFChicago.org. Right. RAFChicago.org. It's Random Acts of Flowers is the charity. What a great idea. And, Joni, congratulations on this.
Thank you. It's really awesome. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you for being with us. And now I feel, honestly, like I will not get struck by lightning when I walk out of here tonight. Every night I walk out of here and I think I've just done something very bad. Oh. And now I feel like I'm going to get one more day out of this, which is nice.
Making the world a better place.
All right.
I'll see you in heaven when I get in.
Yes, thank you. Okay.
Joni, you will get in. I'm not sure.
Okay, you first. Yeah. I'll see you downstairs. Hey, Violetta Pondermatic's got the WGN Traffic Show.